Sarah Mitchell stood at the edge of her childhood home, the familiar but faded paint reminding her of a distant past. The house in Atlanta, Georgia, was more than just a structure. It was a capsule of memories and unanswered questions. After years of searching for closure, she had returned. Her mother, Linda, disappeared on October 13, 1999, leaving Sarah, then just 8 years old, to grapple with the void. Linda was a single mother, burdened by chronic pain from a car accident, and Sarah had always feared she had abandoned her because of their financial struggles. The police investigation had been lackluster. They quickly concluded that Linda left to escape her troubles, a theory that haunted Sarah throughout her foster care years. Each placement brought instability, each foster home a reminder of the life she lost. Anger and resentment simmered within her, but as she grew older, she channeled that pain into a career. Becoming a social worker felt like a way to reclaim her narrative, to help other children who faced the same uncertainties she had. When Sarah learned the house was up for auction due to foreclosure, an inexplicable pull drew her back. She bid on the property, feeling it was time to confront the ghosts of her past. After settling in, strange noises emanated from the attic, each creak stirring a mix of fear and curiosity. She and her boyfriend, Marcus, searched for an entry point but found none. Frustrated and intrigued, they hired Jerome, a contractor, to investigate. It wasn't long before Jerome discovered a hidden entrance. As he pried it open, a wave of anxiety washed over Sarah. What could be hidden within those walls? When he called down to them, Sarah's heart raced. It was then that she saw her mother, Linda, alive but emaciated, huddled in the attic. The shock of reunion flooded Sarah with disbelief and horror. Linda spoke in hushed tones, revealing that the landlords, Robert and Margaret Kane, had imprisoned her there for over 20 years. In that moment, the years of anguish, the questions left unanswered, and the anger that had fueled Sarah's life began to coalesce into something new. This was not just a reunion. It was the beginning of a harrowing journey toward understanding, healing, and confronting the trauma that had defined them both. Sarah's pulse quickened as she stepped into the attic. The dim light filtered through grime-covered windows, revealing a space cluttered with forgotten belongings. Her eyes fell upon her mother, who sat curled in a corner, her once vibrant face now gaunt and lined with fear. Linda looked up, her eyes wide with disbelief. Sarah? Her voice was barely a whisper, cracked and thin. The name hung in the air, heavy with years of absence and pain. Sarah rushed forward, collapsing beside her mother. Tears streamed down her cheeks as she grasped Linda's frail hands. "I thought I lost you forever," Sarah gasped, her heart aching with a mix of joy and sorrow. Linda's gaze flickered with recognition and something else, fear. "You need to be careful, Sarah. They are watching." Before Sarah could ask who, the attic door creaked and Jerome's head poked through the opening. "Everything okay up here?" he asked, oblivious to the emotional reunion. "Get down! Close the door!" Sarah's voice was sharp, urgent. Jerome hesitated, confused by the tension in the room, but the alarm in her expression made him obey. Once he was gone, Sarah turned back to Linda. "What happened? Where have you been all this time?" Linda took a shaky breath. "It's a long story. The Canes, they needed money, and I was an easy target. It started small, and then I couldn't escape." Tears filled her eyes as she spoke of her confinement, the days blending together into a blur of despair and isolation. As Linda recounted the years lost, Sarah felt the weight of each word. Anger bubbled within her, but more than that, deep sorrow, a grief not just for her mother, but for the life they could have shared. "Why didn't you try to escape?" Sarah's voice cracked, the frustration breaking through her fragile resolve. "I tried," Linda said, her voice trembling. "The Canes kept me locked up. I had no strength left. They threatened me. If I spoke, they would hurt you." A wave of realization washed over Sarah. "They manipulated you. You didn't leave me on purpose." Linda nodded, guilt shadowing her eyes. "I thought about you every day. I had hoped you wouldn't remember me like this." "Mom, we are going to get out of this," Sarah said fiercely. "We will find a way to make this right." Just then, the door creaked open once more, but it wasn't Jerome. Robert Kane stepped into the attic, his eyes narrowing at the sight before him. "What's going on here?" Panic surged in Sarah's chest. She made eye contact with Linda, understanding flashing between them. They were not done yet. The fight for their future had just begun. Robert Kane stepped into the dim light of the attic, assessing the scene with cool detachment. "What's going on here?" he asked, his voice low and threatening. The air grew thick with tension. Sarah stood protectively in front of Linda. "You need to leave. This is over," Sarah declared, her voice steady but edged with fear. Kane's gaze flickered between them, calculating. "You don't know what you're getting into. You think you can just waltz in here and..." "Mom, is there a way out?" Sarah interrupted, her focus shifting to her mother. Linda's eyes widened. "There's a small window on the far side. It's high up, but if we can get through..." "Let's get to that window," Sarah urged, taking Linda's frail arm in her steady grip. Robert stepped forward, visibly furious. "You think I'll let you leave? This is my property." Without hesitation, Sarah pulled Linda closer, feeling the urgency coil inside her. "Marcus!" she yelled, hoping he'd hear her from downstairs. Kane lunged forward, but Sarah darted sideways, her instincts kicking in as she pushed Linda toward the exit. Just then, Marcus burst into the attic, confusion etched on his face. "What's happening? Who is that?" "Get ready to help us," Sarah shouted, urgency in her tone. Kane hesitated, his eyes darting between them, assessing the threats. Sarah took the moment to bolt toward the window with Linda. "Don't you dare," Kane shouted, lunging for them. "Go!" Sarah yelled as she threw herself against the window, forcing it open. With a desperate heave, Linda climbed up onto the ledge. Marcus rushed to assist, grabbing her waist and helping her through. Just as Sarah turned back, Kane lunged for her. His hand grasped her ankle, pulling her down. She kicked out, crying out as she lost her balance. But then Marcus was there, grabbing her arm and yanking her free. Once outside, Sarah and Linda fell into a heap on the ground, breathless. Marcus kept lookout, his expression a blend of panic and determination. They couldn't stay there. "Let's get to my car," Marcus urged. Linda nodded, fear still etched on her face. They hurried toward the vehicle, adrenaline surging through them. As they sped away, Sarah looked back at the house, her childhood home now a bittersweet memory of confinement and fear. "We're going to be okay, Mom," she whispered, squeezing Linda's hand. Linda's eyes filled with tears, but a glimmer of hope flickered within them. "You saved me," she said. "The fight isn't over," Sarah replied, her voice steady, "but we'll face it together." As they drove into the fading light, a newfound bond formed between them, a tapestry woven from pain and resilience. The road ahead was uncertain, but together they would take the steps toward healing. Through the darkness, they would find their light.